Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, curiosity should lead to heavenly experiences. In today's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 7 through 9, Herod is described as very curious to see Jesus. By now he's heard a lot about this miracle worker from Nazareth. He knows that there's something special about him. Herod was like the people who flock to healing services today, looking for miracles, but not for Jesus. When he finally met Jesus personally, the encounter did not change him. Why not? The answer is in the first reading, from Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. Everything that is not of heaven is only temporary. In the long view of eternity, anything that has no lasting value is meaningless, worthless, and we hold on to it in vain. When we focus on what is temporal, when we base our values on worldly standards, and when we strive only for a more comfortable, easy life here on earth, we cannot see who Jesus really is. We cannot understand his teachings, and the cross seems like nothing more than an instrument of torture and destruction. We are all creatures of curiosity. We get excited over miracles, and new discoveries fascinate us. But if they don't enhance our relationship with Christ, they only benefit our lives for a short time. Spiritual discoveries benefit us forever. Herod did not want to know Jesus where it mattered, in his spirit. He did not want God's touch to change him. When we don't let Jesus change us, when we don't give him the freedom to affect whatever in our lives is temporal, our accomplishments are ultimately worthless and vain. We enjoy adventure. We go on pilgrimages and tours to places of new discovery. We attend uplifting conferences and special church events to get mountaintop experiences. But it's all temporary. While the mountaintop brings us closer to God, the time spent there is wasted unless we're eternally changed by it, a change that is evidenced in the valley. Your problems are temporary too, including those that seem unending. But if in your sufferings there's no change that transfigures your soul and radiates Jesus outward, any relief you get from the resolution of the problem is temporary and vain. If you've ever visited the Holy Land, you've seen the temporal side of Jesus. The places where he once walked and healed and preached the kingdom of God are viewable only as aging churches, fading icons, worn down Byzantine tiles and crumbling stone. We can stand atop Mount Tabor where Jesus was transfigured, and although we are awed by being there, if there is no change that transfigures our souls and radiates Jesus outward from us, it's been a meaningless and vain experience. For our lives to be filled with lasting value, we have to be curious about what Jesus wants to do in our spirits. Our excitement must be based on the changes that will bless the kingdom of God forever.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.